I just can't stop watching it. The news lately. Aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. It's amazing. It's awesome. You know what I mean. As a city employee, or a person who works for a city, I just keep on thinking about the infrastructure that may be destroyed because the communication lines are all underwater. More than likely, a lot of the connection points and the main infrastructure related to that is possibly underwater. Is there communications going out from the city? What are these poor IT folks doing in order to keep communications going? These are stories that don't make the news because they're focused on the people. They're focused on the good. And I guess in some respects the bad of deaths and trapping and so on. But it just stops and makes you think. And I kind of wish I could be down there to help. Not so much with the flood recovery, but I mean, yeah, that too. But more so just help with communications and help things get going. And it's a civil servant in me now. What's there to help the people? Not so much directly, but indirectly through technology and how things get communicated and so on. And there's going to be lessons to be learned here. A few years ago, I was attended, let's see, what is it called? The National... It basically is it's people from all across the country who work in local or county government then work with websites, work with web communications. And I'm sure you remember all the flooding out down in the Denver area, or yeah, somewhere around that area where all the flooding happened. All the water was rushing from the mountains all the way down into the valley there, and just causing mass chaos. Some of these cities had a plan and had to change the plan because of the flooding. And what, you know, at that point, I wish our communications people were there to listen to this, because I felt at least this one person, and that actually I think in the end all three were doing it right. They were, you know, watching for misinformation and then correcting it and so on. And now you just see it at Houston scale. I mean, I honestly, what I've been kind of searching for is what hasn't been affected. I think Google said last year there was 2.3 million people in Houston. That's a lot. And there was no mandatory evacuation either. I really hope a large portion of those people did leave, because otherwise they're just touching the surface right now. I hope lessons are learned. I hope best practices are uncovered and shared with other coastal regions. And unfortunately, we are human, and we can't plan for everything. The best you can do is have a plan, and then be willing to change it at the drop of a hat because it's not working. That's more so what being prepared is having being able to be dynamic, be able to change with the changing conditions, and. There are lessons to be learned here. There's definitely mistakes that have been made. You know, they did not do mandatory evacuation. They should have. But, you know, right now is not for time for finger pointing. Right now is the time to make sure everyone is safe and make sure that, you know, you can preserve something from all this. After that, then you can start looking at what mistakes were made and so on. So, like I said, I was watching the news this morning. I seen this, and I guess you could say I was inspired to talk a little more about it. Again, my heart's... Holy crap. My heart goes out to everyone that's been affected, and to all the employees and rescue crew that are working hard to save people, and the volunteers. And stay safe, and I hope things turn out for the best. This has been the Mike Wills Podcast for the Dog Days of Podcasting for August 30th. Was it one more day left? Two more days left. See you tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.